Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
I'm Michael Lauer here with Shay Thomas, and it's just been a great event so far, hasn't it, Shay?
Oh, it's been absolutely wonderful. Just the energy in the room and how excited everybody's here is to be here and the excitement of our guests. It's just been phenomenal.
Absolutely. And we've had some great guests so far, and I'm sure that this interview will be no exception. We have some folks here from Novellus. We have Brad Covert, the VP of Infrastructure Services. We have Tom Carter, Director of IT for North America, and Brandon Van Orden, the Director of Global Applications. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Great. So, Brad, if you could start off here and tell me a little bit about Novellus and what you guys are doing for folks.
Well, our main business is supplying rolled aluminum. So if you've drank a Coke can, I'm sure you put your hands on Novellus aluminum. And in the very near future, if you purchase a Ford F-150, the body of that is going to be our all of our aluminum.
That's a large
undertaking that Tom's team is really spearheading from an IT perspective, and he might have a couple words to say on that.
Yeah, sure. Tom, so tell me a little of the challenges that came with, right?
Yeah, no, so it's a really exciting time for us here in Novellus in North America. That brings a lot of challenges. It's a whole different program to be manufacturing aluminum for automobiles versus building or manufacturing for cans.
It's a totally different animal,
yeah, it's
right?
A completely different animal, and in the supply chain, that is a very complex undertaking. And then from an IT perspective, having all that complexity in the supply chain creates a lot of opportunity for us. In various different areas, I think Brandon can give you some examples of, you know, what we need to do in order to support those changes.
Sure, Brandon, go ahead.
Yeah, and so, you know, with the stress that's going to be put on the supply chain of moving to more of an automotive product line from traditionally the can product lines that we have had, we need a system who's able to really automate the full S&OP, the sales and operations planning, and a lot more of the inventory movements to allow the supply chain to be able to deliver to the demands that the automotive market brings to us. So with that, we are embarking, we're about 2.5 years into an SAP implementation from a global instance standpoint. We're also working now on a global MES installation that will go along with that. So a lot of changes going into the plants from an IT perspective, but it will enable us to be able to meet the customer demands that automotive business is bringing us.
So, Brad, I'm going to go back to you. Tell me a little bit about your role with Novellus and the day in the life of Brad.
Well, I joined Novellus a couple years ago, about 2.5 years ago, about the time we were getting ready to implement SAP. And joined an organization that we basically were, what it was told, and very similar as a startup to some extent. There was very little IT infrastructure previously, or IT support, let's just say. And all the infrastructure was quite old, disparate, run very decentralized. So my goal over the last 2 years, 2.5 years, is to centralize where it makes sense, regionalize where it makes sense, but also to refresh. And we were running on very old infrastructure at the time. You know, stuff that was no longer supported.
Sure.
You have to do the eBay thing to fix it. But we're in a much, much better state now and ready to support the growth that the automotive industry is going to bring to us.
Right. Brandon, what about you? Explain to me your role.
So really, the global applications team came on board and piggybacked onto Brad's initiative. So Brad's infrastructure and what we needed as a base allowed us to then put in these global applications, and we had the ability then from the infrastructure perspective to run these, right? Before those infrastructure projects occurred, we couldn't have done that. So the applications team has come in. We've created the systems like SAP. We're looking at the global MES. A lot of our collaboration instances like SharePoint 2013, that's what we're putting in as a global applications team, which really enables the regions to then deliver to the specific customer demands. And that's where Tom's team really takes those platforms and is the relationship to the business to deliver on these customer demands.
And Tom, how do you fit into this whole cog.
Yeah, so, you know, my job is about working with the business in this big transformation that we're undergoing right now, and to, you know, prioritize the work, make sure that we're tracking to what we're delivering, and, you know, to stay close to the changes that are taking place.
Sure.
So that we gather those requirements and, you know, we have all the right projects in order to support the transformation.
So is this the first time you guys have deviated from the rolled aluminum space? This is the first big change you've had to make, right? Right, Brad?
Well, I mean, we're still doing rolled aluminum.
Right, you're still doing it, but it's the first time you've had to spin off and do something else.
Well,
right?
We've been doing automotive over in Europe.
Okay.
For Jaguar and BMW and a couple other Land Rover. But this has been the first huge contract and opportunity we have within the U.S., which is with Ford. And like I said, all their new F-150s that will be sold, I think, starting in October.
Wow.
Will be our aluminum on the outside. So so it's significantly increased it. We've had to make a tremendous capital investment in our plants globally in order to support not only Ford, but other growth in automotive in China and in Asia and in South America.
So I guess your goal was to create, like you said, the infrastructure, but not just for this growth, but for that, so that when you have more growth down the road, it kind of, you don't have to do it again, right?
Yeah, everything that we've done is scalable. So, that's the goal. And very scalable. We've moved, consolidated, probably close to 30 or 40 data centers into four globally. One here, one in Europe, and one over in Asia. Two in Europe, actually. So we've done that so we can grow to, obviously I won't say infinite, but we can significantly grow with the business now. Previously, we just would not be able to handle this type of business and this type of growth. We would just, pretty much stall. So with the new infrastructures, the new data centers, the new network that we had to implement, we're sitting really well and can to grow with the business.
So you had to implement change. I'm sure you were a very popular guy, right? Having to make people change what they were originally doing.
Well, actually, it really wasn't all. It's not all that difficult because
a lot of it
we weren't doing before.
Okay.
So a lot of it's just brand new, and I think most people, not everybody, sees the value in it and the bright side and the positive aspects of it. Very little, negative.
Sure.
Comments. Very. Everybody's pretty much supportive, and it starts with the CEO. So Phil Martens is 100% supportive of it. Knows what we're doing. Knows what we need to do, and has never, wavered or questioned.
So you guys are here at WIT Connect. Give me a little bit of history with WIT and you guys. Have you guys used them in the past? Is this the first year?
Our CIO Karen Renner has been a member of WIT for quite a while. I can't speak for the other two guys, but I've not been tremendously involved just because relatively new to the company.
Sure.
Last year's at the WIT event, I was not available, and that would have been my first opportunity.
Okay.
So it's a good opportunity. Obviously, we're looking for, and we always have needs for, people with the science and engineering, technology, so on and so forth, that, there's becoming less and less of those. And, and all the women that we could enhance into this, and men as well, but this is a good opportunity for the ladies to get involved.
Tom, you're director of IT. Is this you've been working closely with WIT in the past?
No, actually, I'm in the same boat as Brad. I joined the company less than a year ago, actually, and I was coming from Europe, so this is the first opportunity that I've had to be involved in this event. But this event is awesome. I mean,
Give me your first impressions.
Yeah, so all of the vendors and all the opportunities here to connect the different companies with the vendors, and we're very vendors. We rely on our vendors, if you will. We're very dependent upon what the vendors bring in terms of technology and innovation. And so for us, I think this is a great opportunity. And we have so much change taking place in our company and so many projects that are going on. I think it's a perfect opportunity. It's for a good cause, and I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I want to finish with you, Brandon. Give me a little bit of what you see for Novellus in the future.
So we basically started on trying to make the company more global roughly three going on 4 years ago. And we started embarking upon a lot of the initiatives that we've talked about so far. And the transformation is still going on, but now we, as a business, are starting to deliver on those growth opportunities. So we've been planning for this. We've been working towards this. We knew the growth opportunities in the automotive market were coming, so a lot of the capital investments have been done. And now we get to execute on it. So now this is the fun time, right? This is the time where it's no more talk. It's we get to see the actual growth occur in the business. And from an IT standpoint, you know, there's a lot of backroom IT initiatives that go on, companies that you don't get to see the customer-facing side. At Novellus, you're up front and center with this, right? The programs that we're putting in, being able to enable the supply chain initiatives that we're doing, you feel the customer impact, and we're going to see the success of what we've been doing take effect this year. So it's an exciting time to be with Novellus.
That's awesome. Brad, where can folks go to learn more about you guys and get in touch with you?
Well, they can certainly go out to our website at novellus.com. You can see, you know, basically the leadership team, some of our clients, some of the of what we do, and best of all, some opportunities that we have for growth. We need lots of resources in different areas, not just IT, so they can go out there and look at those and hopefully apply and come join us. It's a
great.
It's been a great ride, and I'm sure it'll continue to be so.
Well, thanks for coming on, guys. It's been
Thank
a pleasure.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer here for Shea Thomas. We'll be back in a little bit here at WIT Connect.